Hello, ladies and gents. I doubt there are any men who listen to me. Do you think there are men who listen to me?
If they are, they should leave.
Oh my God. You know, I brought the Antichrist to my podcast today. But someone has to do it. Welcome back to the podcast. My name is GK Nyambura, and I'm joined today by a lady whom I love the most. I love too much. And we have a topic today we actually want to talk about. Relationships, but I want to talk about abuse in relationships and being able to accept good things when they come eventually. But before that, we always do a little life update. We, as if it's not just me and my 13 personalities. Currently, I'm in a boy's house.
Wow. Auntie,
we're off to our weird... A weird start. But he's a good boy. I think he's a nice person. I met him a couple of weeks ago, and I've known him for a while, but I met him a couple of weeks ago. Oh my gosh, it's been weeks.
Yeah, a month plus.
A month plus, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, he's really nice. He has a garden, which is why we're outside. If you start hearing the birds chirping and stuff like that, it's really cool. Like, he has... Oh, a bird. When's the last time I got interrupted by a bird? Since where I live, in a concrete jungle. Anyway, he has, like, a garden with flowers. And he packs me lunch when I sleep over at his house. And he's polite. He's a nice boy. But I'm not in a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not in a relationship.
Yet.
At all. I don't think I'm going to be in a relationship.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I've learned that it's impossible for someone to own somebody else, especially sexually. Na ukitaka kuchizi. If you want to lose your mind, own somebody to an extent where you think, you're just sexually exclusive. It's just you and them, and that's it. You know, I watched Shira 7 because that's who I've been watching. Honestly, she's like the only person who gives a fuck about my heart in this whole world. She was like, someone asked, okay, so what if I trusted a boy and he hummed my body? And she was like, you know, I was waiting for her to say some shit like, yeah, fuck that nigga, you know what? Yeah, how could he do that? You know, he did this or he did the other and my body was harmed and stuff and stuff. But then she's like, you're not innocent here. You knew how men are. All men cheat. That's okay. Wait, I hate to be a radical feminist, but if you don't care for radical feminism, this is why you drop off, because I am a radical feminist. Sorry, I also don't speak from a point of like pain and hurt. I'm speaking from a point of learning.
Logic
and learning. Because sometimes women will be on the internet and they'll be like, never, I would never do this, I would never do that again. And basically, it's just their neurological function or what they're more inclined to doing now because they have learned. You speaking on things doesn't mean you've not healed from them. It just means you've learned for real. Like, you've either learned or you're still hurt. So both can be true. But I don't like how vocal women or women who've clearly or publicly gone through something and then it's been years and years and then they still speak on some things, people will be like, I heal, stop meaning, stop blah blah blah, girl.
And trust me, the stories will be different.
How come it's different when Christians experience the Lord and now after that they'll just like something so bad happened and then they were like, oh, the Lord has helped me, and now later on when you speak about the Lord, everyone is like, yeah, great. It's almost the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I learned not to say, for example, what did we learn? What did we learn? What did we learn? Not to trust niggas. If that's what you learned, and then, like, that's... You had been trusting niggas, and that worked to your detriment. And then later on, you spread the gospel of not trusting niggas. You've just learned.
Yeah, because you're speaking out of your own experience.
Which is also very valid.
Yeah. And it's very okay.
Bruh. So, yeah, Shira was like, you knew men, all men cheat. You knew that this was a possibility. So it's also your fault. And I was not, I lost the victim mentality completely, because I was like, oh my God, fool me once for real, but fooling me twice? Bitch! Oh, I can be a villain once. I can be a victim once. Lakini victim mara ya pili. Kayogoro kanga.
Ngori.
Ngori. I'm waiting pata kwa your list. I'll be the villain.
Yeah.
I'd rather be a villain than a victim, to be honest.
Same.
But not at you're going out of your way to be a bad person. You're just not allowing disrespect. And
sometimes you can just pick up for yourself in situations. Mm. And then when other people view you are the villain.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Me, I was doing what was right for me.
You, yeah.
No one else.
No one else was doing what's right for you anyway. Clearly, in these situations of life. Sorry. Especially when you go through emotional abuse in a relationship, you don't even realize the kind of depth the abuse has gotten to until it's too fucking late.
It's extremely late until when you discover, oh shit, I've been going through a lot. Whatever you had been going through was so much.
Yeah.
You even wonder how you masked it all. Like how did I even move around?
How did I walk around with a heart carrying all those things?
Exactly.
Because emotional abuse, I'm not talking about physical abuse here, because physical abuse you can clearly tell and you can almost always tell. But emotional abuse is just so hard to like realize that it is until it's already eaten you up or it's gotten to certain levels where you're oozing like
hit.
Yeah, you're oozing breakage.
Yeah.
Yeah, like umevunjwa hadi you there's something clearly wrong with you.
Hata hakuna kitu kingine ya kuvunjika.
Yeah. And this is just your emotions. Hadi like your whole personality is changed, you become less retracted from people, you retract yourself from crowds and your friends and your people, like your classmates and your coworkers. And before you realize, and even before you get the strength to leave this person, because you're in a relationship with someone because you obviously love them.
Yeah.
So you love them, they're your abuser, they're hurting you, but you don't really have tangible evidence of the abuse.
Yeah, how it happened.
Yeah, like it's like a mole eating you from the inside, like just eating and digging on your roots. And before we even realize that the plant has mold eating it from under, it's drying, it's withered, there are no flowers, imekufa.
Ikakukulona mchwa.
Yeah, guy. Atujui anything until it's too late.
Until you're so broken.
Yeah. And
most of the time,
yeah,
you come to realize about the abuse once you're out.
Once you've left the relationship.
Once you've already left is when you realize, oh, this situation was kind of messy. This other one was also not correct.
Yeah.
But when you are within, you did not see. It was normal. It was okay. You were like,
And that's why, in my opinion, because I feel like I've had this podcast for so long, so my opinions about these things have evolved and they've changed, but more often than not, they've remained. I have a genre of opinions, basically. It's like, if I speak in reggae, I'll bring all variables of the same songs, of the same genre of music about the same thing. So say for example, I think you should just listen to the previous podcast episodes so you can know how I'm basically varying between decisions and opinions that are similar. They're not too far off. Zimelan, zimegrown, as may evolve, but they're still almost the same. And by the time you find out that you're being emotionally abused, you're obviously reacting. And your body has probably gotten to a point where it can no longer take it, like it can't take it anymore. And then we start to blame you for your reaction. And we can't see the emotional abuse. So now you look crazy. And narcissists thrive from this so much. Guy,
they thrive from getting a reaction from you.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, they love reactions.
They
oh my God.
They even pin you to a wall just to see how you will react.
Yeah.
And then your reaction to it, mm-hmm. that's their comeback.
Yeah, yeah.
That's their issue. Yeah, now that's, with you.
They're like, oh my God, look, she crazy as fuck. She done lost it. Bitch. Oh my God.
Gaslighted me for months.
Yeah.
Now I react. Now it's me. Now I am the problem.
What? No, gaslighting. Kwanzaa, I don't even know if there's a more evil thing to do to somebody than gaslighting them. You know, me when I'm gaslit, because I'm so constantly in tune with my emotions and how I'm feeling, and my day-to-day relies heavily on how I feel. Me sikwangi na that ability. My cousin once told me, she's a doctor, she's a medical doctor, that she lives her life in compartments. So when she's at work and she's doing her medical doctor stuff, she's just there. She's living a minute at a time. Now me, I have ADHD. My everything is everywhere all at once. Yeah. So like if I fought with my mom in the morning, I will not be productive at mm-hmm. work. I'll be very upset at work. If I had a falling out with somebody, unless I completely like say, listen, I'm choosing myself and I'm deciding that you're in the wrong. That's why even most of my like falling out, I'm just like, you're wrong, I'm right, period. I don't want to negotiate, I don't want to discuss. Because then you start to trickle down into my everyday life. So it's going to affect whether I'll wake up or not, how I'll brush my teeth. Yeah. Come on. What are we doing?
If I'll smile at work.
Yeah, if I'll smile at work or not. Can we be serious for 1 second? My inability to separate the things, it's not a bad thing. I just feel like I'm just a different kind of person. Because there are people who are able to compartmentalize things. Are you able to compartmentalize things?
For sure, 100%.
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen you at work. Yeah. Oh, girl. I've
How
seen
did I
you.
Survive?
Oh, excuse me. Call the police, that nigga. Let's not get into the nitty gritties of things, you know. Let's behave. We're on the pod. The reaction to your abuse. I think I've had a very public reaction to abuse. And people didn't know and still don't. So they don't know what I was reacting to or why I was like that. And I'd been making videos for like a year and a half leading up to that. Or 2 years leading up to that. So I thought that people might know me. Like, you could watch a video and be like, oh, okay, that's Nyambura and this is how she usually is. And then just suddenly, out of nowhere, I'm trending. I'm like number one on Twitter or some shit. I don't know. Is it top three? What? What do they call it when you're trending on? Yeah, whatever fuck that
trending
is.
Trending topics.
Oh, my God. GK Nyambura. Jesus Christ. Can we chill? Just 1 second. I was at a point where I literally didn't give a fuck. Like, I'd been abused so badly. I was physically at a point where I don't give a fuck anymore. Honestly, you've made me lose respect for myself, and so you have to come down with me. It wasn't even at a point of me feeling like I need to negotiate or discuss. I was past that. There was nothing you could tell me at that time. And I was so angry. I was so livid. And the reaction that you saw is actually a wrong reaction. I had a previous reaction. That one was me reacting to the watchman. Yeah. Who wouldn't let me leave the establishment. Yeah. He lived, the man whose house I stormed into. I was literally with Diana Jana and we were talking and she was like, and I was telling her, do you know how different my life would be if you had just locked the door instead of knocking, you drunk bitch? It's like, fuck you, honestly. Diana, you're an ass. But we were all drunk, to be honest. And we're going to lock him into his own house. Alikuwa naishi kwa hizo nyumba zenye.
Ah, so a door and then
yeah.
The other one that has a barrier.
No. No.
Oh,
so we were going to lock it and just go home. That's it.
Go home?
Yeah, dead ass. Like, the it was literally next, 3 a.m.
The drainage next to the gate. That's where the key will go. And I don't know how
we didn't
find
have a
way
key.
Out.
You see the lock. You just lock him in. Okay. So that only his neighbor or his friends could open for him. Like, he's incapable of checking from his house.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, that's what happened. And then instead of locking the door, Diana knocked. It was 3 a.m. We were supposed to do a clean in and out.
In and out.
mind you, I was also with Sarafina, who I had met that night. And me and Diana, this was like our second time meeting or something. We were new friends. So when we were in the club, we're hyping each other up. And I go, Diana, how could this nigga do you like that? And she's like, don't even remind me, babe. Fuck that nigga. Blah, 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 blah. And while we're at it, how could this nigga do you like this?
Now we're like, bonding.
Oh, fuck that nigga. Oh, my God. Crazy times. Anyway, so by the time I was getting to a point of, like, physically reacting where I didn't give a fuck if he was the one recording, mind you, he's the man who had been abusing me emotionally, is the one who posted the video. He's the one who took the video. So if I was going to see the man, I would definitely be trying to talk to him up close and personal. Why would I be screaming at the gate man if the man screaming is who people claim I want to talk to?
Yeah.
So basically, by the time I was getting to a point where he's recording and I'm looking and I can see that and I don't give a fuck anymore, I was not willing to talk. Sikuwa nataka ku negotiate. Mi nataka tu yeye apelekwe jela sahi. Natasi joke.
Jail now.
Jail it now. But like after some time I moved on with my life and everything is okay. Now it's been 3 years. But I'm still very deeply of the opinion that he should be jailed. Does that mean I've not moved on from the situation? No. It just means pedophilia is a crime with no statute of limitations. That's all I'm gonna have to say. That's all I'm gonna have to say. Messy. The law is law, man.
Messy.
Not messier than what he was doing, though.
Yeah.
So reacting to things and then people just being like, oh my gosh, she's crazy. And then your abuser using that to be like, oh my God, are you seeing this, guys? Is this normal? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Call her friends. Tell them to check up on her. Honestly, she's not okay. She needs God and medicine. Guy. If it was up to him, I'd have been institutionalized. Let's never do that. Excuse me. Anyway, so by the time you're reacting, anasema okay muone uria agurukire wewe dare hakiri anymore. She's come and see the craziness. And that's all they want to care for. Honestly, that's some bullshit. I don't be judging ladies. And now that we're on the topic, Cardi B. Oh my God.
I want that. Not exactly.
Oh my God, just like that.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Do not omit anything.
Height, skill set, face, personality. Just like that.
Just like that.
And I'm waiting. Paste. Yeah, and I'm waiting on it for Harley. Yeah. Honestly, Harley, oh my God, my Disney princess. Please. Actually, I wish I could mold a nigga for her from scratch. Nara Smith. I wish I could do it, honestly, because I feel like sometimes as women, you get into these relationships and then you think, oh my gosh, so tumultuous, so passionate, so... And most of it is usually based off of jealousy. And I hate to be this flag bearer, but a lot of girls who end up in relationships that are tumultuous and passionate like that... Abusive like that usually starts with like a lot of jealousy, usually from a man. Okay, this could go both ways. It's just that I'm a female and I'm speaking from my own life experiences, and I'm no professional. Of course, you are allowed to disagree with me on these opinions that I have, but I feel like it usually starts with like, who's that? Where are you? What are you wearing? Where you, you know, and yeah. It's like, and you feel like owned, like, or possessed.
Micromanaging,
yeah,
your partner.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you want to know their every move.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly you start, like, it goes down to, it was so
innocent,
happy,
yeah.
Nice, passionate.
Yeah.
Both of you were so in love.
Yeah.
Down to, can I see your phone?
Yeah.
Down to now, why are you talking to this person? Delete this number. I want you to talk to these certain people. Suddenly, you're no longer hanging out with your friends.
Your friends hate him.
Your friends hate him because of that.
He hates your friends.
By the time you're down there, mm-hmm. at the bottom,
yeah.
your circle is just him.
It's just him because he isolated you.
Yeah.
From people who love you who want the best for you.
Exactly.
Now you feel, here you are stuck with this person who and I'm not going to lie, it feels good to be wanted. It feels good to be almost possessed. And that's why it's so attractive and enticing at first, because it's like, ooh, my man jealous. Oh my God, don't let my man see you talking to me like this.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, you're literally the girl who every time you're out with your friends, you're like, you know how when you're arguing with someone on your phone, you stand in place and you're typing and typing and typing. That's you and your man arguing every time you go to the club.
It's actually a miracle if you're alone.
Yeah.
Because they're constantly with you.
Oh,
yeah, constantly with you. If you're going out, your man is there behind
his shoulder. He's right with you, breathing like a fucking dragon. And all we want to do is hang out with you as your friends.
Exactly.
Oh my God. And then always having negative things to say about your friends. It's like,
even you, but in an indirect way.
Yeah, even negative things about you.
But in a very certain way. So you wouldn't think, you just think it's normal this.
Yeah.
But looking behind, it's not. Like, why would you think like that about me?
Why would you think like that? And you choose to love... You claim to love me. It makes no sense. Atta, Nikki, compare your words and actions to the levels that I would prefer to be loved. They're not even close. Sometimes you even sit down and you write, like, a pros and cons list. And the cons are so many. Guy, more than me. There are so many. I can't... You know, I used to do that with my... I think that's a mistake I made in that relationship that I should never do. Ever again, and I think I've been incapable of repeating since. I'm so grateful to God I do not have a child. Oh my God, praise Him.
Amen.
Amen. Oh my God, if I had a child, someone would be in jail right now. On God, like Pale, the point where I had gotten to mentally and emotionally, and the willingness of things I could have, the willingness to do things. Was too much. Like, I could definitely have committed a criminal offense easily at that time. Yeah, for real. Because you don't even know. The lines are so fucking blurry. If I had a child, 100%, I'd probably be in jail.
True.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Let's not get a baby.
Let's not have children. Because if you're suffering and you're by yourself, you can suffer. You know, you'll be fine. You'll handle it. But you will suffer triple the amount if you had a child. Like, now you have to care for a fatherless child, first of all, because if he's not able to be there for you, he's 100% not there for the child. And then, like, sometimes I hang out with my girls who have had kids in the recent years. Okay, recent years here being, like, since we finished high school. And I'm like, am I crazy for this statistic? 100% of the girls I know who had children after high school while unmarried are single mothers. I know like 6.
Wow.
100%? Yeah.
You know 6 and all of the 6?
Yeah, don't have their children's fathers, yeah.
And it's like a deadbeat situation. Deadbeat,
terrible situations. Like, yeah, and it first starts with like, the abuse while you're with him, and then for some reason it's these niggas who actually even convince you to have the child. You're usually just minding your own business, ume chill too, and then you're like, oh my God, I'm pregnant. Pregnancy could mean like you're keeping it or you're not keeping it. You have an option, but then he'll be like, usitoe mimba yangu mimi, usiwaitoa mimba yangu, ukiwaitoa mimba yangu, it looks like guy wenyewe
siwezi toa mimba
ya huyu mtu. Yeah, it's like you don't have any options, and of course you love him or not. I don't know where you're at emotionally. You're being held hostage. It's like Stockholm syndrome or something, but you're so blind at that time, and then the hormones start to rage. And then sometimes even the pregnancy is not the best. Like, he's not taking care of you at all. At all. He's not coming for clinic visits with you. He doesn't even know how far along you are. That one was the most diabolical one.
Our baby.
I was being told that story. I couldn't believe. You don't know how far along your shorty is. Are you mad? Don't know how old your child is and you're about to be a first-time dad. That's so diabolical to me. But, like... These girls, it's like, especially the high-flying girls, super smart, also slightly religious, slightly more religious than average. They just meet this bum ass niggas and they promise them forever and lies and things. And I asked some of these girls, like, when you were with him, before you had the baby, are there qualities that he had that you were like, yeah, that would be a good dad? Were you just like hoping he would be a better person as time went by?
That's also another problem.
Like, he has zero qualities.
On hope.
Yeah, potential.
Take the face value that you're getting at the moment.
Yeah, whatever is there right now is that's as good as it'll ever get.
Yeah.
Like, if he can't treat you properly when you're pregnant, there's no way he's treating you better when
you're
not.
When you're a mom of one, he'll treat you better.
Yeah, there's no way.
Because right now you're adding another liability to him. On top of you, now there's a baby.
Hey.
And if he didn't love you as an individual, I don't think he will love you as a mom.
He's not gonna, nothing's gonna change him.
Yeah.
And you know that line that Offset said, it makes my ovaries cringe. Like, I even feel like I do kegels when I hear that, when I read it accidentally on Twitter. At him, you're my baby mama, I won. Did he lie though? He didn't lie. If Cardi B was my baby mama, I know I would have won. Like, he did not lie. And that's even the worst part. It's not a lie. Like, when Didi G akisimama mbele ya watu, and he says, you my baby mama, I won. Of course, his child's mother is a Disney princess. Of course the fuck he won. No, I don't want him to win. Like, I want these girls to win. Like, honestly, it's so scary to have kids these days. Having kids these days, you just don't know how he's going to switch up on you. And men lie. Like, they will literally change their whole personalities for a seriously long time just for you. Nikama, it's like the greatest heist of all time. It's a womb heist. It's a vagina heist up in this bitch. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then now, like, having to heal from the abuse, especially after being publicly dogged, Oren. I don't know. Okay, I was publicly dogged, but I also didn't give a fuck. I wasn't crying and I wasn't depressed. I didn't get into a deep depression because even when I was telling people around me, I think people who know me know I don't give a fuck for what people think. I think it's the easiest thing to tell about me when I speak, that I genuinely don't give a fuck. But then, when it hurts the people that I love, now it starts to affect me. So when I explained myself to the people that I love, and also, it's not like the people that I love weren't there when this shit was happening to
me.
They knew about it over a period of time. Yeah. They'd been seeing this shit, so it's not news to them. Then, like, they're just confused, God. Like, guy, well, like, this man is sick. Yeah, then they're like, okay, thank God you're out of it. Yeah. That's, yeah. But, like, healing from the abuse, you have to literally stand firm on your ground. Like, refuse to go back. You know that thing, Fuati, go back until you can't anymore? That only works for niggas who don't abuse you. Like,
but
that's,
I think,
only
you do
nice.
That even in a relationship.
Yeah, that's
especially when you're emotionally abused, because there's always that up and down wave with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna choose him over and over again.
Because
there are instances that he will put you.
Yeah.
Through you're like, do I really need this relationship?
Mm-hmm.
But then you'll find yourself being like, okay, let me just give it another try. Let me give it.
Okay, can I tell you how I have avoided that since that time?
Mm-hmm.
Successfully. It's 2025 now. It's June this month, so it's an exact 3 years since. I have detached myself from the decisions that the men I talk to make. Yeah. I just detach myself completely. I'm like, okay, this is the decision that you have made. It has affected me this way. I'll not take it too deeply because it says more about you than it does me. Yeah. And all of this shit sounds so easy to fucking say.
Until you find yourself in the exact same shoes.
And that's why you need to detach from jump. Like, be separate people.
Be an individual.
Be an individual in a relationship.
Yeah.
Don't be a unit. At you together, you now come together, and now you're at your, I don't know what the fuck do these niggas in relationships say? something. It's like, yeah, you're just, you become my unit until we work together. This is my right hand. This is my left hand. Oh my God. You can't both be right hands, by the way. And kumbuka, you're right handed. Na endelea kukua left hand. And your right hand is not telling the left hand what it's doing. Higher, higher. But like, I have genuinely felt like I'm not capable of fully loving someone beyond logic. And I know love is not logical at all, at all, at all. But try and employ as much as you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, like try and apply as much logic as you can. And I'm no one to be giving relationship advice.
Let's not keep the mind asleep.
Yeah.
When we're in relationship.
Let's be awake.
Yeah, let's be awake.
Yeah. Like, it's okay to be heartbroken. Like, obviously, it's almost part of life. It's almost like, okay, it's a constant in the equation. And you'll definitely go through the shit. Na utavunjwa sana. Woye utavunjwa. Woye utavunjwa, babe.
Na utavunjwa. Na utavunjika. Realize what you actually need in a relationship. And
what parts of yourself need to grow and heal. And that's why I feel like, genuinely, girls having kids in their 20s is a trap. It's a trap.
Unless it's
I
your decision.
I genuinely think it's a trap. No. I think even if it's your decision, I'm stood 10 toes on this business that it's a trap having kids before you're 30. Because, okay, I think in your 20s, unona the my first 10 years of life, yeah. I was in primary school. And I was a child. My second, my next 10 years of life, I was in high school. And I'm still a child. Then my first 10 years as an adult, I am looking for a child to take care of. Fuck that shit. Fuck no. I'm a young adult. I should enjoy the youth in my adulthood. Then in my 30s, I can probably start to think about having kids. But to be honest, I don't feel like kuna mtu. Okay, obviously I'm pulling shit out of my ass and I'm talking so much shit because I don't know anyone who has a kid right now, except from the 6 girls. And that's my bad. I'm talking from American influence and like things I see on TikTok and the girls and the bad bitches who I look up to. When you have kids in your 20s, it just almost always ties you down. And then you get into this cycle of, you either get into like a marriage, because you're not going to have one kid when you're 25 and then the next kid when you're 32. You're definitely going to have like another kid in the next couple of years. Okay, hypothetically. So you spend your 20s birthing. Well, men do what? They literally are enjoying their young adulthood. Todo! That's the kind, even if you have a present husband, a present boyfriend, a present partner, and all of that, you are financially stable. The things that a child requires from a mother are so much more intense than the things that they require from a father, mm-hmm. especially in their formative years, that you can never be 50-50.
No.
You can never be 50-50. Like, you can never say you're both bringing to the table the same things. You are 100% giving 80 constantly at all times. Because also your hormones, you and your child are so connected. Like when you're pregnant, you know, when you're pregnant and you get sick, your baby starts to produce cells to go and heal the parts of you that are sick. You and your baby are so in tune. That's why when you hear your baby screaming and crying, your boobs start to leak milk. You're so in tune with that child, and it's more than physical, it's psychological. So you can never say that at any given point you are giving the same as a man.
For sure.
For sure. One thing for certain, you are never going to give the same thing as a man in the formative age of a baby, which is like 1 to like 5, 4, 3, I don't know.
Yeah.
And the fact that him, he can just move on with his life. He has nothing tying him to whatever. Yeah. Hataanza kulik maziwa when he hears that TCG, the baby is crying. Right. Him, he'll probably just get annoyed or get up and be like, fuck them kids, man. Then go change a diaper. You'll be like, oh my God, my baby, my child, come here. Let me hold you. Oh my God. You notice a rash. You're like, oh my gosh, can you call your mom? Is this normal? 10 times a day. You think he's doing that?
Absolutely.
Oh my God. oh my God, I could cry. Why does it have to be like this? Oh my God, why can't God just give me like a nice provider, protector, lover, a loyal man? This, they don't exist.
In the Bible, actually, I don't think all of them are in the Bible.
Honestly, I don't even know if those niggas in the Bible are right, but let's not be controversial. But I'm grateful that when the girls get into shit, they try and get out. And now this is the next level of abuse. Unona akifikiria, like, he's given you a child, which is why Offset had the gall, the audacity to speak to the breadwinner of the house and tell her, ati yuma baby mama, I won. When they no longer have control of you and you're over them and you already have a child and then you're moving on with your life and you're growing, what did I tell you Offset did? He sent nudes of him and Cardi getting it on to Cardi's new boyfriend. Because he's insecure. Now he starts to attack you again because he's like, okay, the thing with the kids is not working. I remember like a while ago, Cardi was really upset that Offset didn't buy his kids Christmas presents.
Mm-hmm.
And then recently, when they were out with Stefan Diggs, he removed photos of Cardi's children from his feed. We are not dealing with a normal man here. We are not dealing with a normal man. And then you just turn around and say some shit to me like, ati, oh my gosh, Cardi actually threw away a marriage. Because how do you give away a ring and a stable? Stable?
There's no relationship that was stable.
Before you DM me some bullshit, by the way, read that text, understand what I have said, and then go and stalk these people. And then come back and say what you want to say. Because uneza nichizisha, neza swing. I can just swing my hands. Nikupate wherever you're sitting listening to this. Oh my God. But like healing always comes. It's always a matter of time. Like when you separate yourself from the situation and you understand that these people are not normal.
But don't even be surprised when they get better.
We have a cat on the podcast.
Don't be surprised if their lives get better.
Whose lives?
The men's.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm saying don't be surprised if it happens.
They shouldn't be. The men shouldn't be afraid when the girls' lives get better, or the girls shouldn't.
No, the girls.
Be surprised when
they. Because it can go either way.
I hate life.
Yeah. It can actually go either way.
It can, but I feel like because you've separated yourself from him, it's not as bad as you. It's not as, like, your life is not as bad as it was when you are with him. Like, don't feel don't even try. Don't feel compelled to stay with him just because things are going right for him.
Mm-hmm.
If he's abusing you, he's abusing you. Things will go right for him. He'll probably only just get another girl to probably do the same shit to, or actually fall in love, start a family, move to a new city,
and live life.
Like, yeah. That's why you need to live primarily for yourself. Ju, hizi vitu wala zineza nichizisha. Mineza cheesy, babe. Guy, imagine now, like. But let me tell you something. These niggas, if they don't, like. Especially the baby dads, that's who I'm talking on. I'm not saying it's all men, except it is though. But since that, for the sake of this podcast, it's not all men. The baby daddies who abuse their wives and their girlfriends and their partners, their baby mamas, most of them don't do any self-work. Most of them don't do any internal work. They just move on carrying around all that baggage and hurt that makes them terrible people. And then they just go to a new girl. And at first you think it's, wow, they're so cute. They love each other and they're obsessed with each other and all that. But then you realize that the abuse never even changed. He just almost even graduated.
Ni kama sasa kona license. The handwriting is still the same. It's like buying a new book thinking your handwriting is going to change.
Yeah, no, the handwriting is still the same.
The system has not changed.
The ule ule.
New ule ule.
In fact, they use the same pen.
Kuosha tu amejiosha.
Ni kuoga tu ameoga. Ni kitabu tu mpya amebuy. Handwriting ni ile ile.
Ile ile.
Wow. Oh my God. But then you need to accept good things when they come. Which is also what I'm learning, because I struggle to accept things, especially romantically, because I'm like,
no, something's gonna happen. Something. You're always on edge.
Yeah, I'm constantly on edge. My relationships don't go great because I'm a private investigator, one. Two, I just sit, like, it's like when men talk to me, I'm just looking at them and I'm like, there's something wrong with you and I will find out.
And once I do.
When I do.
We're done.
And that's it. Have a lovely life. How I live is not up to them at all. Trust me. They do not decide. But the acceptance of good things when they come, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's like now I'm at a point mentally where I'm like, I genuinely don't think I can ever have kids.
You genuinely ask yourself so many questions and they are so self-sabotaging.
Yes, self-sabotaging, yeah.
Like, you wonder even if you deserve happiness.
Yeah, I do.
You've healed to a point where you know.
Yeah, I'm aware.
I want happiness.
Yeah.
I'm ready for happiness. But then you get to a point with that person, maybe a new person, and you're questioning, is this too nice? When are we going to start arguing and hating
each
other?
Yeah, like, yeah. I've been asking this boy, like, okay, so now you're going to change? You're going to start treating me different? Because that's just the script. You're doing a script. As soon as this happens, this other thing happens. I've learned. It's like, I think it's impossible for you to learn these things when you've been in one relationship for 5 years.
Ooh.
But I, who's been in talking stages and I'm basically dating, I have met a number of men. I've seen how they are. And I just feel like they are usually the same. However, that will not deter me from making decisions that involve me and men. And I'm a sexual being. I'm an emotional being. You know, I can't live alone for the rest of my life. But then again, do I want to get married? All I've learned on TikTok is how marriage never works. Like, on God, the only marriage that works is for our parents and our aunties and uncles.
But then I'm like, we don't even know what they went through to get where they are right now.
Is it a lack of knowledge or are you actually happy? Is this good?
Is this good
or do you just not know? And one thing I'll do is know. So it's either good or bad. I'll always know if it's good or bad, but anyway, acceptance of good things. Zikikuja may come. Honestly, if I get a Stefan Diggs, I will be accepting. At the acceptance of good things. Oh my gosh, do I deserve it? Nah, nigga, it's Stefan Diggs. Are you mad?
Move.
Oh, well, I might not know good things inherently, but I can see good things. For now, I might move with that kind of judgment. Anyway, I think we've come to the end of our podcast episode. This has been so much fun. Did you enjoy?
I did.
Will you be back?
For sure.
Oh, yay.
But this, it felt like normal conversation.
Yeah, we talk like this all the time. Anyway, guys, make sure you subscribe to my podcast. You can catch me on Instagram at the podcast, like just the username of my podcast. And I'll see you next week. We also got syndicated, so you might be hearing ads in the middle of the podcast, but that's a good thing because that means I get money. And I hope that's what you want for me.
It is.
There's a cute little cat here. Life is so good with cats. Anyway, guys, bye. Say bye.
Bye, guys. Remember to love yourselves.
Yeah, love yourself deeply. Selfishly.